This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Ketanji Brown Jackson was sworn in Thursday as a U.S. Supreme Court justice, making history as the first black woman on the nation's top judicial body, while joining it at a time when its conservative majority has been guiding several major rulings. Her swearing in as U.S. President Joe Biden's replacement for retiring liberal justice Stephen Breyer came 6 days after the court overturned the 1973 Roe v. Wade landmark that legalized abortion nationwide. Breyer, at 83, the court's oldest member, officially retired Thursday. Jackson is the 116th justice, sixth woman, and third black person to serve on the Supreme Court since its 1789 founding. Like the three conservative justices appointed by Democratic President Republican predecessor Donald Trump, the 51-year-old Jackson is young enough to serve for decades in the lifetime job. In a blow to the fight against climate change, the Supreme Court has limited how the nation's main anti-air pollution law can be used to reduce carbon dioxide emissions from power plants. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
By a 6-3 vote with conservatives in the majority, the Supreme Court said that the Clean Air Act does not give the Environmental Protection Agency broad authority to regulate greenhouse gas emissions from power plants that contribute to global warming. Instead, the EPA is now limited to plant-by-plant regulation. Power plants account for roughly 30% of carbon dioxide output. 19 mostly Republican-led states and coal companies led the fight against broad EPA authority to regulate carbon output. The court's ruling could complicate the administration's plans to combat climate change. Norman Hall, Washington.